I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Charles Pellegrino, our guide, like Virgil, taking us into Hades, and then we'll climb to paradise. We now go to the Mediterranean Basin, about the 17th century BCE. In other words, approximately 3,700 years ago, similar to the event of the Dead Sea. But this time, it is an island that disappears. You can find this in several of Charlie's books, but Return to Sodom and Gomorrah features this. Charlie, today this island is called Santorini. Santorini, what was there 3,700 years ago?
Today there's these ribs of fractured island at Santorini that surround this circular lagoon that's 8 miles across. About 1620 B.C., about 1650 B.C., you would have seen where that tremendous, beautiful lagoon is. There would have been a volcano rising about a mile above the center of the lagoon. And, they had a lot of nice, good, rainy weather, a lot of forest land. Species of shrew that grew up to about the size of a sheepdog. And miniature elephants also lived on some of these islands. The elephants were about as big as the giant shrews. And you had on Santorini, and the excavation is now a lot of it open to the public, beautifully displayed. You see a city, the 1650s BC, and you see part of this whole city. They had multi-story buildings that were earthquake resistance built into them. Very high technology for the time, great hydro technology, even toilets, flush toilets on the upper, on the second floor of one of the homes, and baths, and running water in the homes, beautiful artwork in the homes. And the Egyptians knew these people as the Keftiu, and they even had outposts in Egypt. And they didn't dominate in Egypt by weaponry or anything, or by warfare. They had open gates, and they were just a great economic trading power. So the Egyptians welcomed them, referred to them as the only other civilization other than themselves that they actually considered civilized. And then you ended up with this tremendous volcanic eruption that this was big enough to affect the whole northern hemisphere. It's the biggest volcanic eruptions that civilization has ever seen.
The volcano.
It was the equivalent of all of today's nuclear weapons detonating on one island or under the island at the same exact moment.
The event itself, would they have had warning the way they did at Vesuvius?
Yeah, and they did have warning. In fact, all of the valuables seem to have been removed from most of the homes, and many of the people moved to where the center of the whole civilization was on the island of Crete. They've been named Minoans, and they had huge cities on Crete. They had the world's first really large navy. But when that volcano erupted, when the final explosion came, the tsunami that hit Crete pretty much ended the civilization, weakened them to a point that the northern Greeks during the following decades came in and took over. And it has many of the elements of Plato's story of Atlantis actually fit the story of the Minoans, except it wasn't in the Atlantic Ocean. Plato probably added some exaggeration to his cautionary tale, but it appears to have been based on a very large kernel of truth.
And this volcano, was it large enough to send up what we could call a nuclear winter? Did it damage the crops in the region, and did it beggar the civilization in Egypt and in Asia Minor?
Yes, in Egypt we have records of the eruption, and we have the Lamentation Stele, and it's known in ancient Egypt as the plague period. There was a lot of starvation in Egypt. The dust was a quarter inch thick. Now, if you throw a quarter inch of volcanic dust on top of crops anywhere in the world. That season's crops are destroyed. It affected China directly. The dust, the shutting off of summer. China had 2 years of summer not arriving and then the seasons arriving in disorder, and they were keeping written records at the time. And in one province, there's a line in the Bamboo Annals about man, in the north, man became a man-eater. It had effects as it the dust clouds swept around the world. It affected California. The oldest trees in the world, the California bristlecone pines, record the years without a summer. And there are actually freeze scars in these pines during those years. And in fact, the pine trees dated to about 1628 B.C.
So we're looking at civilization shrinking all across the Mediterranean basin. Is this large enough to have moved the planet? In other words, was there a disturbance that would have shifted GPSs? Would they have felt this everywhere?
It might have changed the rotation of the Earth by just a very tiny bit, you know, maybe by less than 1/1000th of a second. Something you could measure with atomic clocks, basically. But it could have had that effect. Every Category 5 hurricane has a minor effect on the Earth's rotation. Every orbit of the moon has a minor effect on the Earth's rotation. Our days have gradually gotten longer, and the moon has been gradually moving out further.
And the legend of Atlantis, if based on this, what about Atlantis gives us details about what was on the island before? You talked about the plumbing. Was that it? Were there
right.
really good plumbing?
And hot and cold running water. And, I mean, the hydro technology was very advanced. That the first civilization we know of that was actually building dams on the island of Crete. We would have had something like the Roman Empire, and especially as they were in an economic competition with other islands and with the Egyptians, who knows if they, and since you had all these islands that were in competition, well, competition force feeds technological growth. Rome eventually got up to the level of just about where we were in the 1700s, but somehow stagnated and fell apart. If the Minoans and the Egyptians had kept moving in that direction, we could have ended up, you know, with Roman 17th century AD style technology, you know, by about 1500 BC. And then 200 years after that, we might have had moon landings. I mean, who knows? It's anyone's guess.
Charles Pellegrino, the author of Return of Sodom and Gomorrah. We've been to the Dead Sea. We've been to the Mediterranean, the Aegean, technically. With the Greek Isles. And now we're going to Iraq. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.